Matt Greenwood on regional radio speaking to Matthew Mitchell, head coach of the Hillsboro wrestling team. And boy, they've got five guys that are going to be wrestling at state tomorrow. And the list includes Aiden Haggard of the 113 weight class, Dalton Litzinger, a freshman in the 120, James Short, a junior in the 126, Zach McNeese, a sophomore in the 182, and then, of course, Joe Becker of the 285-pound weight class. Coach, all five guys qualifying for state this past weekend during the district tournament, and you got a district champion in that freshman, Dalton Litzinger. As you know, we spoke to him earlier this year when he got off to, I believe it was like a 14-0 start, got Athlete of the Week, and obviously he's continued his success to a state tournament berth. So let's begin with the freshman that is doing some impressive things, Coach.
Sure. I mean, Dalton became probably Dalton's our second freshman to ever win districts. James Short, who's actually was also a qualifier this year, won it 2 years ago when he was a freshman. And Dalton had a great tournament. He actually went the whole tournament and didn't give up a point scored against him. And he beat a solid kid in the finals from North County. We're excited to see what he does this weekend. I know that he's excited about the way the bracket came out for him, and he's had such a great year, and it's just fun to watch him, especially as a freshman, coming into next year, he'll probably take on a little bit more of a leadership role.
Well, it's certainly pretty awesome, and I got a chance to speak to him, when he won Athlete of the Week, and obviously wrestling has been in his blood and has been for a while in his family as well. And so I guess for you, Paulie, not much of a surprise that he was a district champion, but when you tag on the freshman portion of Dalton Litzinger's story, that kind of adds to the impressiveness of it. Coach, you mentioned he sort of likes how the bracket sets up for him. I know some coaches are like, one match at a time. Some kind of take a look at the broad field. But I get the sense that the athletes themselves will sort of look at potential individual matches. What is Dalton Litzinger's field looking like? And what do you think about his chances of winning the state
medal? Yeah, his bracket is so deep. 120 is every year is going to be a good weight class because there's so many kids there and there's so many, there's so many talented kids there across the state. But we have as far as our schedule goes, Dalton's wrestled, I think, five or six kids that are in that bracket right now and has won. We have a lot of experience against some of the best kids in the state. So, we'll see how things shake out.
Let's go ahead and get to your runner-ups from the districts, Coach Mitchell. James Short in the 126 and Joe Becker in the 285. I know Joe continues to find Landon Porter in his way for greatness, for that ultimate achievement. Another tough matchup for Joe against Landon in the district championship. But I get the sense that it makes him better, and I get the sense that you feel like facing Landon Porter a couple of times in a year makes him better as well.
Well, sure. I mean, I think we closed that gap between Landon and Joe. And, hopefully, I think if we get to wrestle Landon again this weekend, that's probably a good thing for both Landon and us. That means we're probably wrestling either for a medal or in the state final. So, that's where Joe's goals are set at. And, obviously the same thing kind of along the lines with Dalton is we've gone out and wrestled some of the best kids in the state this year. So I think Joe is ready.
And what about James Short in the 126? I've been looking at the district champions and the state qualifiers in the 126. And for Jefferson County, in general, I'm not seeing like a lot of kids in the 126 from around here, but on the boys' side specifically. What about him? What is his bracket setting up to be like?
Well, James is going to have a good kid from St. Charles first round. James is very experienced here with the state tournament. This is his third time as a qualifier, but he hasn't quite got on that medal stand yet. So that's kind of, I know that's the focus for him, is it's time to break through and get in, you know, get enough wins where we get on the medal stand in the top six this weekend.
Coach, let's get to Aiden Haggard and Zach McNeese. Just your thoughts on their prospects, both sophomores, one finishing third, the other one fourth, which is not bad for young guns at a district tournament. But, yeah, the prospects of them bringing home a medal for Hillsboro.
Well, yeah, for both of them, Zach and Aiden, getting to the state tournament as a sophomore is big for their development as far as wrestling goes from here going forward. For Zach, you know, the kid that he beat to go to the state tournament, he lost to previously this year, and that was a huge match for Zach. And so we'll see how the bracket works out for him. I know that he's just as strong as anybody that he's going to wrestle, so he's always got a chance there. Aiden has actually had a great 3 to 4 weeks to end the season. I think he's actually beaten four kids that had beaten him previously, and he and two of those were at the district tournament. So he's coming off of a great weekend, and he's hoping to carry some of that momentum into the state tournament.
Coach Mitchell, if you could put in order, you know, one quality above the other, above the other, above the other, in terms of, you know, what it's going to take to ultimately win a state medal. It could be first place. It could be, you know, finishing third. It could be finishing fourth, that sort of thing. But what would you put as number one on the list that these guys need to show if they're going to, you know, come home with a state medal?
Well, every year, you know, people will predict, you know, who's going to win this and, you know, who's going to win this matchup. And at the end of the day, that every year something happens that's kind of unexpected. And it tends to be the kids that just have the right mindset going into the state tournament, that they can go and that they not only can, you know, not only that they belong at the state tournament with 16 of the best kids in their bracket, but that they can compete with them and beat them. So, you know, that's what we focus on a lot in the last 2 weeks is our mindset and being ready to go, you know, come Thursday night. So,
all right, sounds good. Well, Coach Mitchell, like you told me before we started this interview, you are on the way there. So safe travels and best of luck to your guys at state.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that is Matt Mitchell, head coach of the Hillsboro Wrestling Hawks. Five state qualifiers going at the state championships in Class 3 beginning tomorrow. Joining us here on Regional Radio.